Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and please check out my products and services available to you for your self-empowerment on my website at zakiran.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series of the Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info, that's freekeysofsuccess.info, or send me an email at freekeys@zakiran.com, that's freekeys@zakiran.com. And in this video today, entitled Looking for Leaders, I'm going to be revealing the leadership traits that make up a true leader and which has helped all successful people achieve the wealth and freedom that they experience. So stay tuned for this exciting video. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video, Looking for Leaders. Most people admire people that can do remarkable things and who lead others to achieve greatness. And most people love to follow leaders who have a strong vision and a big dream. We admire people who have great vision and who pursue their dreams and visions relentlessly. People who care more about their dreams and their vision than they care about what we think about them. This is the true mark of a leader, someone who does not care what you think about them. A leader who has great vision and very big dreams, and who sees only that vision, and who moves steadily towards their dreams, and all other considerations are inconsequential in comparison to that vision and their dreams. Other people's perceptions, beliefs, support, action, inaction, complaints, judgments, etc., are meaningless in comparison to their vision and their dreams. A leader charges forward whether anyone else follows them or not. Even a leader's own thoughts, especially doubts and beliefs that are contrary to their own vision, are all meaningless, and she pays no attention to these. The why is more important than the how. All that matters is your dream, your why. Why you're taking the journey, and why you're going on the quest, and why you're taking the action is more important than the how. Why you're doing what you're doing is more important than how you're going to achieve your goals, dreams, and desires. All that matters is the vision, the mission, the destination, and the journey to get there. All that matters is, I'm going to accomplish this mission, and I'm going to get to my destination no matter what it takes. A leader never waits to pursue their dream until she or he has figured out the how to achieve that dream. The how does not matter when your attitude is right. Just having the vision and focusing on that vision and having clarity about that dream is all that matters. A leader may not even know how he or she is going to accomplish their why, and the how is often figured out along the way. A leader understands that the how is not even necessarily their job, and that the law of attraction will sort out the how, and all they have to do is focus wholeheartedly on the goal and not concern themselves so much with the details of how to get there. A leader understands that success in achieving your goals and reaching the destination comes more efficiently through positive thought and vibration, not necessarily from action. Action is just an inevitable inspiration from the excitement of achieving your vision. A leader understands when to act, and the optimal time to take action is when you are compelled by your vision to act. You are so inspired by your vision that it is impossible to resist taking action. Leaders understand that what other people do on their journey is completely inconsequential and does not get to determine how they are going to feel. The inner premise is, I'm going to feel good about my dreams and desires. I'm going to feel good about achieving my goals and arriving at the destination. And I'm going to feel good about every step of the journey, no matter what anyone else thinks about my journey, and no matter what anyone else does on that journey, and no matter how that journey may look along the way. I know that everything is temporary and everything is always improving and everything always goes my way, and I am on the path. I'm on my path. And in due time, I will manifest all of my hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. A leader is self-guided. A leader is someone who, first of all, leads themselves. They are self-guided. They may seek advice on their journey, but only from people who have been on that journey or a similar journey and already arrived at that similar destination and who know more about the journey than them. They do not seek advice or listen to the opinions from unteachable people, people who think they know everything but actually know nothing. They seek advice from people that are experts in that field that they're interested in. And leaders do not look to other people for their approval before they will move forward. They make decisions not knowing how that decision will turn out, with the expectation that however the decision turns out, it will be the best for them. After a decision is made and action is taken, if it appears that things did not turn out like they wanted or imagined, they never look back and regret a decision. They learn from their decisions and they only look forward. And they keep moving forward, knowing that everything always turns out for the best for them and the journey is never complete. Leaders never retreat or have a plan B. General George S. Patton, most definitely the greatest general of World War II, he and his army were so much more successful in comparison to other generals and their campaigns and their armies because they never retreated. They always charged forward and kept moving forward, no matter what. Patton and his armies never retreated. And they also never ever doubted what they could do and accomplish on their mission. The leaders never retreat and they never doubt. Leaders never give in and they never surrender. Leaders are supremely confident, but this confidence is often judged as arrogance. But that is only because people who lack confidence and self-esteem do not understand the difference between arrogance and confidence, and are always intimidated by confident people. Arrogant people believe that they are better than everyone else, whereas confident people, and true leaders for that matter, believe that no one is better than anyone. Arrogant people feel the need to shove their knowledge down everyone else's throats because of their belief that other people are helpless, ignorant, and powerless, whereas confident people never offer advice or guidance without it being requested of them. Knowing that everyone is supremely self-empowered to be, do, and have whatever they want in their lives. To do otherwise would imply that that person is helpless and disempowered, which is untrue. The real sign of a leader is someone who does not care what you think of them. Your support and approval of what they are doing does not determine how they are going to feel or determine their own self-worth. A true leader will have a general respect for you regardless of your age, education, wisdom, etc. But if you are arrogant, egotistical, and therefore not a cooperative, open, teachable element in their life, they will give you no attention. And rightly so, because based on the law of attraction, a wise person should never give attention to uncooperative people and elements that are not supporting their positive creation of reality. But if you are a cooperative element, if you are open and teachable, someone who is a vibrational match to their positive, abundant, joyful reality creation and well-being, then your life will be enhanced greatly by that leader's positive support of you, because you are supporting their general well-being. True leaders unconditionally want everyone to succeed and be happy. And if you are genuine in your desire for an improved life, they will bend over backwards to help you. But only if you are truly committed. If you give 100%, they will give you 100%. If you give only 50%, they will give you 50% and no more. And rightly so, because smart leaders only return what is given and give what is returned. Anything more is a waste of their time and creative energy. Leaders do not ever try to change anyone or convince someone that they should change. Everyone's individual journey is respected and honored. Leaders, like good salespeople, do not ever try to convince anyone to change or to buy what they are offering. Instead, they look for people's needs that they can fulfill with their product or service. They look for people that have similar visions as themselves. And they look for people that are vibrational matches to the assistance and support that they are offering. They look for people who are looking for them. People who want what they have and who want to be where they are. Leaders are always looking for other leaders who are open, teachable, and coachable. And they are always on the lookout for very eager, teachable people who want to become leaders, that they can pass their knowledge and experience on to. They are looking for people that are self-guided, or want to be self-guided, but who are always open to learning how to refine their guidance and have more clarity in their lives to make optimal choices. One for all and all for one. Leaders understand that we are all in this together, and it is impossible to accomplish a mission alone. They understand that life, relationship, business, success, etc. are all a group effort. The smartest leaders are the ones who surround themselves with people who are smarter and who have more expertise than them. An excellent example is the multimillionaire from the 1930s, Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate, who became one of the richest men in the world by surrounding himself with people who knew more about the steel business than he did. Henry Ford did the same thing to create a car that everyone could afford by creating the first assembly line. No athlete ever made it to the Olympics or to the pinnacle of achievement without expert coaching. No team ever made it to a championship without expert coaching. Leaders are always coachable and always learning. Leaders are readers. Leaders are always reading success and law of attraction books, listening to audios, watching videos, and attending training seminars from successful people. Long-term perspective. Leaders understand that profit is better than wages. Leaders do not trade time for dollars like most people do. Instead, they understand the power of leverage and invest in and create businesses and opportunities that give them long-term freedom through passive income. Leaders have a long-term perspective, especially when it comes to business. They understand that most new businesses do not typically see any profit for 5 to 10 years. After all, the startup costs and loans have been paid off. Leaders are committed and persistent. They do not jump into businesses casually and try them out for a month or two, like most people do with, as an example, network marketing businesses. And the ones who succeed financially are the ones that are committed to success, regardless of how long it takes to get themselves and their business into profit. And they are persistent and consistent in their effort. They work and play hard as long as they are inspired to do so. Leaders never retire. Leaders also never retire. Retirement is for people that trade their dreams for the promise of safety and security, only to arrive safely at death's door with the dreams unfulfilled. Leaders understand that they can never get it wrong and they never get it done. And life, business, relationship is a journey. And each goal, each dream is just the reason for the journey. Achieving goals and dreams are not the end because there is no end. There is no retirement for a leader because a leader is always creating something new. A leader is always inspired to the next creation and the next quest and the next and the next. Leaders do not delay living life. They live life now. Leaders, carpe diem. Or translated from Latin, leaders seize the day. Leaders create financial freedom for themselves so that they can live life now. The key to happiness is to always be creating something new. To always be pursuing the next dream and the next dream. And those who do not decay and die with their dreams unfulfilled. So, are you a leader? Do you want to be a leader? Do you have a dream of being a person of influence, who in turn influences others to achieve greatness? Do you want to empower others to create freedom in their lives and inspire people to believe in themselves and achieve their dreams? Do you want to become a conscious creator of reality with complete confidence in your ability to create whatever you wish to create in your life, as leaders do? Do you want the financial freedom that leaders have to be able to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life? Well, whatever your dream is or your dreams are, you can be, do, and have them. And I'm very happy to support you to become completely empowered to make your dreams come true. But I will only give you my valuable time if you are truly committed to your joy and freedom and truly committed to helping others achieve joy and freedom in their lives. And if you make excuses, if you're arrogant, think you know it all, if you're uncommitted, doubtful, and unteachable, I will not give you my valuable time. But if you are open, teachable, coachable, and completely committed to achieving the freedom you desire and deserve, and completely committed to helping other people to also achieve the freedom they desire, if that is your dream, and if you follow your guidance, my guidance to the letter, and ultimately your own guidance, you will continue to receive my support absolutely free of charge. And together, we will ride the luxury ship of abundance and self-empowerment and create immense fun, freedom and fulfillment in our lives and the lives of countless others. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. And your life can be a charmed, magical, prosperous, and fulfilling one if you accept your birthright of joy and freedom. Your life can be one of immense happiness, health, and wealth if you're willing to be coachable and teachable, willing to apply the principles of success on a daily basis. You can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life if you choose to settle for nothing less than utter and complete joy and freedom. So what is your dream? What do you want in your life? Do you want to inspire and empower people? Do you want your own house or a new car? Do you want to have your own business and create financial freedom for yourself? Maybe your dream is to have time freedom and, you know, so that you have the time to spend more time with your... The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. Your life can be a charmed, magical, prosperous, and fulfilling one if you accept your birthright of joy and freedom. Your life can be one of immense happiness, health, and wealth. If you're willing to be coachable and teachable, and willing to apply the principles of success on a daily basis, you can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life if you choose to settle for nothing less than utter and complete joy and freedom. So, what is your dream? Do you want to inspire and empower people? Do you want to own your own house, own a new car? Do you want to have your own business and create financial freedom for yourself? Maybe your dream is to have time freedom so that you can spend more time with your family and do whatever you want whenever you want. Maybe travel all over the world. Maybe you want better relationships, a more loving partner. Or do you want the time freedom and to pursue a creative endeavor like being an actor or a writer or a singer or a dancer or an artist? Whatever your dream is, you can be, do, and have it. But you need to remember and apply the keys of creation to manifest these desires into physical reality. And you need a vehicle that will help you manifest your dreams. And you must learn the keys of how to master the law of attraction. You must learn how to think positively with laser-like focus about what you want, not on what you don't want. You must learn how to follow your own infallible self-guidance system that will guide you the entire way to create what you want in your life. And I am very happy to work and play with you to help you master the ability to follow that infallible self-guidance system to manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. And it would be my honor to show you an absolutely amazing platform of fun, freedom, and fulfillment that will help you create the abundance you need to have the freedom you desire and help you achieve your dreams. So, future champion, if you lock arms with me and you truly commit to creating the freedom you desire, you will create a completely abundant, magical, joyful, healthy, happy, loving, and fulfilling life for you and your family. And if your dream is to create a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment where every day is a holiday, and you have the time and money to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and all you do is pursue your dreams, and contact me now and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching this video, and if you got something from it, please comment, like it, share it with your friends, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info, that's freekeysofsuccess.info, or send me an email at freekeys@sakiron.com, that's freekeys@sakiron.com. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, as well as the coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality on my website at sakiron.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. My name is Sakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation.